good folks at Hartman Mint have introduced us to. Wait a minute. Look here, I got nothing. I wasn't even in the boat. Eat a little snack. I'll tell you one thing. It really can't help you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. You've got 15 feet of water. Normally, you're... I'm going to wheeze down. Oh, good gosh.
Like blueberries. Wonder how much those cameras are.
Gives you maximum protection.
What the heck was that?
Okay, I'm going to bring the box up into frame.
Oh, man.
I'm blind in one eye. The key to success is being prepared. And with that said, we're prepared. We got our rods. We've got our life preserver. We've got our tackle box. We've got our cooler. And we've got our battery.
I laugh every time I see that. Betty, you want to take over?
I do too. I was at early church, and I sat there and laughed just as hard as I did at early church. And you know what? We're going to give away a couple Father's Day gifts here. And I thought, well, we'll see. Maybe ask which one caught the biggest fish. But, you know, fishermen, that would never work. So we're going a different route. We're going to go first with the oldest father. So, is there any father here that's 80 years old? Any father here that's 80?
Or above.
Or above, sure, yes, or above. Thank you. Hey, all right. Okay, are there any, how about 86? No. Okay. Yeah. All right. You know what? We're going to give these two guys caps. Come on, Pat. We'll just give them the caps. Congratulations. You young father that was going to get a cap, forget it. All right. We're going to have a Father's Day prayer. Oh, thank you, Pastor. All right. He got the youngest father cap in early service. So he's gonna, is that not a good pastor or what? I tell you, he's a good guy. Okay, we're gonna go for the youngest guy. What about a 50-year-old? Or younger, of course, yes. Stand up, 50 or younger. Stand up. What about 40 or younger? Okay, what about 35? Hey, looky there. How old are you? Congratulations. Well, would every father stand up? We want to honor every father. Give him a big hand. Okay. Thank you very much. And after church, after the service is over, we want to honor all men. So the fellowship team, First United Methodist Church, and Pastor Eric, we have a gift back there for every man. So please stop by and make sure that you get a gift. Right now we're going to have a Father's Day prayer.